Good morning, this is Krista with Manifestation, hoping that you're having the most amazing morning there it is. I want to briefly come to you and speak with you about investing to yourself and loving yourself and trusting yourself and putting God first. Sometimes I know that we get caught off guard and we get knocked off our ship, but trust me, it's never too late to get back on board. It's never too late to make a new beginning. Never. It's never too late. Loving yourself is the most amazing thing in the world. You will not allow things to come in your life that's going to hurt you, damage you, cause you to be somebody that you're not. Never allow someone else's action to cause you to change your character. Be you, because at the end of the day, God is going to bless you for being you. God is going to give you your blessings for never switching up. You will get everything that God promised you because of you. You were genuine from the heart. You made it your business to be genuine, to be kind, to be loving, to be nurturing, not to switch up and become a person that you're not, all because of a hurt that someone placed in your life. No. Take the time, set your agenda, set your life agenda. And if you feel like a life agenda is too long, set your daily agenda. And when you complete something, scratch it out. Watch the continuous growth. Watch how you get things done. And anything that's sent to distract you, and you know it's a distraction, remove it. It's not about hurting people's feelings. It's about keeping you on track. It's about keeping you together. Keeping you from being hurt. You're not being mean. You're just busy working on you. You're just busy loving you. You're just busy investing in you. Like, we can't expect God to help us when we're not helping ourselves. We can't expect God to pick us up when we're not even making a step to even help ourselves get up. Don't nothing come to a sleeper but a dream. When you want it, you're going to go for it. You're going to get it. Just have that ambition. Surround yourself with people that have that same drive. Surround yourself with people with positive vibes, a positive mind. Their energy is positive. Them moving forward is what they're doing. They're not just speaking on their doing it. They're making things happen. They're not standing still. And I know sometimes when you go through things, you're going to feel like you're just standing still. No, it's a process. God has you right where he wants you at that present time. You are where you're supposed to be. But don't get where you're supposed to be and just get relaxed. No, you have to continue to move forward. You have to continue to go and strive for what it is that you want. You cannot get knocked off course. No, don't get knocked off course. Invest in yourself, loving yourself. Don't allow nobody to control you, to stop you from doing what you need to do for you. Don't allow nobody or something in your life in 5, 10, even a year later, you're not dealing with them. You're not talking to them. And you look back and you be like, I could have been here. Because that person is not here. Or that object, that thing, or what had my concentration is not even in my life anymore. So it's not that you're being selfish, that you're doing what you got to do for you. No. This is who you are. This is what has to happen because you only get one you. You only get one you. So be selfish with yourself. Be selfish with your time. Because you don't get the time back. You just have to keep starting over and over and over again. But I just want you to know that it's never too late to start over. Stop pushing away the people that God has placed into your life for a reason. God is sending these people in your life to love on you, to help you, to mold you into a better person. Some of them may even be sent for a season. Some of them may be sent for a lifetime. But stop running them off. Stop bringing your past into your future. No. Your past is meant for you to learn from for the future. Don't bring your past to the future to hurt the future. God is placing people in your path, in your moments, in your minutes, in your seconds, in your season, in your life. Don't run them off. Don't get tricked about who is there and what they're there for. You got to know the right from the wrong. And when it's good, hold on to the good. Thank God for the good. Lord, my life ain't always been like this, God. Thank you. Lord, if this momentarily, and you sent this person here momentarily to help me smooth out my wrinkles, God, I thank you. Because I was balled up with my wrinkles. I was wrinkled with my wrinkles. Stop allowing things to break you down, to shut you down, to confuse you, to allow you to wallow into your sorrow. No, love you. Stop ignoring the red flags. Stop allowing people to hurt you continuously over and over and over again. Don't allow that, because they get comfortable with that. And those are things that they do. All because you're genuine. All because your heart is good. All because you know the reason why you're there. But see, they don't know. So they try to use you and abuse you mentally and pretend as if they care. But invest into yourself. Love on yourself. Start over. It don't matter. Start over. Would you rather start over, or would you rather continue to go through the mess that you're going through? Would you rather start over with something new? With a new beginning, with a new blessing, with the new birth that God has placed in your life? Or would you continue to rather go through that storm that you know you've been going through continuously? Come on now. Nobody wants to walk through that. When you have a chance at it, go for it. Do it. Love on you. Invest in you. Pray for you. Thank God for you. Thank God for the momentarily, for the seconds, for the minutes, for the season, for the lifetime. Thank him. Because some don't get that chance. Love on yourself. Respect yourself. Care for yourself. And if a person cannot come in your life to love you and respect you and be there for you and treat you as if the person that you are, move around. Don't worry about their feelings. Worry about your feelings. Because if a person is sent naturally, if a person comes naturally, if God has sent that person, they come naturally. They're not going to come to hurt you. They're not going to come to make you feel some type of way. They're not going to come to confuse you. They're going to come to appreciate you, to love on you, to thank you, to thank God for you. No matter if it's momentarily, if it's seasonal, or it's a lifetime. God has sent that person there to help you smooth out your wrinkles. God has sent that situation there to help you smooth out your wrinkles. So that's what you do. You appreciate what God has done for you. And you invest in you. You are here for a reason. You serve your purpose on this earth. Stop just walking around just to be here. and try to figure yourself out and whine and cry. No, take charge of your life. That's your life. You're in it to win it. You fight for yourself. You do what you have to do for yourself. Nobody's going to love you like you. I don't care who it is. Because there's only one you. So there's only one you. You love you. You do for you. But if nobody comes in your life and don't appreciate you, move around. God didn't give us the spirit of fear. He didn't do that. You cast all your worries on him. If that person not doing you right, you just say, God, get him. I'm gonna give this over to you, Lord, and let you handle this. But I can't stay here no more, God. And if it's for me, Jesus, I know you will place it back in my life when I'm able to handle that. When they're right for me, because God, you know who I am. You created me. You know my sensitive side. You know my loving side. You know me. You know my character, Lord. This is me. So God, I know you didn't send anything to hurt me. You didn't send nobody to hurt me. There may be things placed in my life to bend me, to keep me back in shape because I'm veering off the road. But love on yourself. Treat yourself. Don't beat yourself. Allow God to make the pathway easy. Stop fighting a battle that's not yours. Stop wondering about things that you don't have to wonder about. Stop questioning yourself because you're not the bad person. Stop beating yourself up for what people have done to you. Forgive them. Move forward. Forgive them for you, not for them. I want you guys to have the most amazing Sunday. May God bless you. Take care. And remember to love you. Invest in you. Spend time with you. Concentrate on you. Because you who matters. And what God's saying is naturally. Have a blessed one.